You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Bengals plus +3 at even money. The Steelers minus -3 with extra juice here at 5-6. A massive matchup this early on in the season in the AFC North, Gill. And are both teams coming into this 1-0 after week one, but both made the journey slightly differently here. The Bengals beat the Jets by a point in a game in which Andy Dalton was put under immense pressure, while the Steelers, I don't want to use the term ran riot, Gill, against your Washington Redskins.
thanks so much.
Every single week I get you on this podcast, Gill, and unfortunately the first 2 weeks we've had to chat about Washington, and it's not been positive.
Yeah, well, you know, that's one thing I got right last week. It's something about being a fan of your own team. I don't know if you have this with the Premier League. If you know your team so well, you know when they typically come out and play well, and you just know the matchups that hurt them. And as a Redskin fan, I was saying on my podcast, and if not on yours as well, how I didn't think the Redskins were going to perform well at all against Pittsburgh, and they got blown out. Cincinnati, as you mentioned, a one-point win. They escape with a one-point win against the Jets, largely because the Jets decided to kick field goals in moments when they could have gone for it on fourth down and tried to punch it in the end zone. So, and the Jets sacked Andy Dalton, as we mentioned, 7 times. So the Bengals were fortunate to get away with the one-point win. And by the way, just a shout-out to the NFL in general. That was one of 5 one-point outcomes last week in week one. There was also 2 two-point outcomes. There would have been a third had the Colts not taken a meaningless safety at the end. And then there was a game that went to overtime, not to mention. So over half the schedule last week was just unbelievable in terms of the competitiveness, if not great football. Cincinnati was one of those one-point wins. You're right, this is a big division game already in week two for two teams that really do hate each other. We always talk about, you know, we often talk about teams where there's no love lost between them. But these two teams, it's reality. The last 3 matchups between them all last year, more than $200,000 in player fines. Not sure what that converts to in euros, Dave.
Wow.
That's a lot of money for player fines. Social media feuds between them, concussions, injuries that have kept players out. D'Angelo Williams traded Twitter barbs with linebacker Vontaze Burfict. Who doesn't like a good Twitter feud, Dave, between two football teams? And Burfict, by the way, serving a 3-game suspension, so he won't play in this game. A pattern of egregious hits, many inflicted on these Steelers. So they hate each other, and that should be fun to watch from a fan perspective, that's for sure.
Internet handbags, Gil. Internet handbags all over the place.
Handbags, I love that.
Even without Le'Veon Bell and Martavis Bryant, the Steelers have shown they can still put up points. Last week they did against the Redskins with Antonio Brown and D'Angelo Williams starring in that win. He also showed Roethlisberger that he can find some of the secondary receivers in Eli Rogers, Sammy Coates and Jesse James. They also contributed in that win. Will it be as easy to put up points against the Cincinnati Bengals?
I mean, nothing can be as easy as it was last week, you wouldn't think. But that's not saying much, I guess, against the Redskins defense that made no sense in having their big free agent pickup, Josh Norman, not cover Antonio Brown most of the night. So Brown was able to run roughshod all through the Skins defense. You would think that the Bengals would try something a little different than not putting their best cover man on Antonio Brown. But you're right. No Le'Veon Bell, no Roosevelt Nix, the fullback, no Ladarius Green, their tight end, no Marcus Wheaton, the wide receiver for the Steelers. In instead, D'Angelo Williams, Eli Rogers, Sammy Coates, Jesse James, and they all filled in admirably. They were great. And those guys, along with Big Ben and Brown, Antonio Brown, helped the Steelers gain 447 total yards last week, 38-16 win. And listen, you know, watching that game last week, you are struck by the fact that Big Ben and Antonio Brown are Hall of Famers, right? They're future Hall of Fame players. And as a Redskins fan, you look at a team like the Redskins and you realize we have none of them, right? We have no Hall of Fame players. And ultimately, Big Ben and Antonio Brown are just pros beyond pros. And so the Bengals, you know, on the other side of the ball, actually have more problems than having to deal with Big Ben and Antonio Brown. They got a lot of offensive line issues, as we mentioned from last week, giving up the 7 sacks. You do wonder if that was just more the Jets great D play, defensive line play, than it was the Bengals having a poor offensive line, but we'll find that out this week. You know, the one thing that the Steelers weren't able to do against Kirk Cousins was generate a pass rush.
Yeah.
So that is one thing that the Bengals can sort of hang their hat on and hope stays consistent this coming week.
And that's why this game to me, Gil, feels like a shootout. It feels like it's going to be high scoring.
It does. I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I don't see it being a defensive struggle. Big Ben and Dalton, they're going to put up points. A.J. Green, by the way, for Dalton last week was up against Darrell Revis, supposedly, you know, the shutdown corner of his generation. He's a little advanced in years now. But A.J. Green just crushed Darrell Revis. 12 catches on the day, all kinds of yards, got in the end zone. So there's no reason to believe A.J. Green can't do the same here against the Steelers secondary. Should be a shootout. I think the spread is about right at 3 points. That's what it ought to be in a division rivalry game like this in favor of the home team. It's hung up there. It's probably not going to move on that too much. And that's the kind of game you're going to get.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.